It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
You know, ordinarily, the 7 o'clock hour, or as we call it, the money hour, is reserved for, like, serious sports talk, right? Or at least as serious as this show gets. But I'm not going to do that here, because I found this earlier, and I'm not going to lie. The great one immediately jumped into my brain. Why? Because the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, which is the entity under which if you are offering sports gambling, you must be approved in the state of New Jersey. New Jersey, of course, home of Atlantic City, one of the most popular gambling destinations in America, is looked to very frequently as more and more states begin to approve sports gambling's legality. They have just approved their newest sport, which sportsbooks may offer gambling services for. That sport, Lonzo, I had never heard of before. But not only have I heard of it now, but I spent the last break watching it on YouTube and familiarizing myself because I think that my next goal is to become the voice of Carjitsu. Have you heard of Carjitsu?
No, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
It is. It is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu match which takes place in the front seat of a sedan. Two competitors.
That's not what I thought it was.
Okay.
I thought it was more about, you know.
You thought Demolition Derby.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Is what I thought. No. It is Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Two competitors enter the front seat of a sedan. They, of course, because safety first in this contest, great one, must apply their seat belts when they enter the sedan.
Is the car moving?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay, all right.
The referee says, let's get it on, which is what every combat sports referee says. They're all Mills Lane to me. The referee says, let's get it on.
He's dead, so we're probably...
I don't think he ever TM'd that.
I don't know. Everyone does that these days.
I mean, I don't think you can TM, let's get it on.
We just got one about the Olympics, man. It's...
Yeah, but they're like, those are actual trademarked, like, names and stuff. Like, I don't think you can... I don't know. I could be wrong. Either way, it doesn't matter because Mills Lane's dead. The point here is, the ref says, let's get it on. And two competitors seat-belted into the front seat of a sedan, then start a jiu-jitsu contest, again, in the front seat of a car. Now, Carjitsu is not the first obscure sport that the books...
I have more questions, dude.
We're not done.
Where's the referee?
Outside of the car.
Okay, all right.
They are outside of the car. They look in through the windshield and the windows to make sure that the jiu-jitsu is being practiced legally by the two competitors. There's obviously wholesale strategy involved here. Like, for instance, great one. Obviously, you can't get a jiu-jitsu hold or submission of any type applied while you are seatbelted in. But is the play to try to get the seatbelt off immediately? Do you try to get arm control of the near side arm of the competitor and then with your other hand unlock the seatbelt? Is there a strategy that differs when you are in the driver's seat and the seatbelt locks on your right versus in the passenger seat where it locks on your left?
See, that was my first thought. If you're left-handed, you want to be in the passenger seat. You do not want to be in the driver's seat. And if you got two righties, the guy in the driver's seat is at a major disadvantage because of the steering.
That is true. That is true. I got to tell you, this is the first. There's a lot of obscure sports out there. Some that I have never wagered on because obviously, there's very few states, including North Carolina, that have approved some of these obscure sports for gambling purposes. But if they ever do, I am all in. Carjitsu is absolutely one. Carjitsu ever gets approved in North Carolina for me to gamble on, I'm immediately going to Cherokee to put down just a day's worth of Carjitsu.
By the way, you shouldn't do this until like 10 a.m., but it is on YouTube.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I was not joking when I say to you that when we took the last break, after I did our live read, I made my way over to the Fortress of Nerditude. I did not need to leave the studio. I did not need to take a break to exit the studio, but I decided to. Why? Because I learned about the sport of carjacking. Bro, these boys go hard, dude.
Yeah, but it's not just the front seat. It looks like the back seat is also.
Oh, the whole car is accessible.
Yeah, so, okay.
Once the seat belts are, you start in the front seat, but once the seat belts are off, it is a jujitsu match in which the entire car becomes a portion of the arena. Here's a strategy, Zoe. Do you take advantage of this one? If you can maintain front control, do you take the risk to reach across, hit the old seat recline lever, and drop their seat back so that it becomes a flat mat?
All right.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do you try to maneuver them between the passenger and the driver's seat to get them into the back seat to open up some room?
So anyway, I'm watching the beginning of the championship match, and the first thing they both tried to do was to stop the other person from unbuckling their belt.
I have seen the strategy of get the seat belt, like wrist control the seat belt of the other guy. I have seen one guy so far who takes the seat belt, and this one, I don't know if this is legal or not. Again, I cannot tell you the exorbitant amount of time I am going to spend today reading the rules and bylaws of car jitsu, all right? But I have seen one competitor who grabbed the seat belt from the far side of the opponent, Zoe, brought it over and pinned it across the neck of the opponent, utilizing it as a restraint. The person that couldn't get by, the seatbelt was holding them back by the neck. Apparently, one can win carjitsu by either submitting the opponent, great one, or by escaping through the window of the car. It's like a Hell in a Cell match. You get through the door and you win.
Well, a cage match.
I guess not Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell, you got to go up over the top.
No.
Which one goes over the top? There's no escape
in Hell in a Cell.
That's right. That's right. So just say regular cage match,
yes.
But apparently you can win by submitting your opponent, or you can win by escaping through the window. I'm watching one right now, a car jujitsu championship, where a dude is straight up choking out the other dude with a seatbelt.
Are you watching Davidson versus Felton?
I don't know, because I'm watching it on YouTube shorts right now. Yeah. So it's just kind of clipped in. But the guy had the seatbelt all the way around the neck, and the other guy tapped out.
All right, you get match points, so this isn't just one.
This
thing.
Is a league, dude.
No, what I'm saying is it's not one submission. You keep going.
Yeah, it's
so
yeah,
there
yeah.
are there are rounds.
My understanding is that's what jujitsu is, right? It's like a multi-round fight.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's see. I just found a match between Leroy Davis and Ken Moore that is 1 hour and 5 minutes long.
Yeah, the one I'm looking at is 45 minutes. Davidson versus Felt. So yeah, and this was in 2022. So how far is the sport advanced at this point after a couple years?
I don't know, dude. All I can tell you is I had a conversation with Joe B. Over the weekend where I said, you know, I'm at this interesting point. I've made it no secret to anyone, including the people I work for, that the dream job of Rob Brown is to be a play-by-play guy, right? I would like to be like Fowler is. I'd like to be doing tennis one weekend and Olympic sports one weekend and then, NFL one with college on Saturday. And if I'd like to be doing it the way that Gene Deckerhoff does it, you know, he does Tampa Bay on Sundays, FSU on Saturdays. Like, I'd like to get into that realm. And I asked Joe, do you think the play is for me, Rob Brown, to dial in and become an expert at one sport or just to be really good across all sports? And I think the question just got answered with carjitsu. I think I'm just going to dive in to be the world's foremost carjitsu play-by-play guy. I think my career has just taken a left-hand turn into being the preeminent voice, the face and vocal cords of carjitsu. Zoe, I think you and I would make a pretty formidable carjitsu play-by-play color guy voice.
Yeah, I'm down for it if I don't die right now.
Yeah, are you okay, bud? Lonzo's over here hacking up internal organs and, like, at this point, crying because of it. Not crying. I think his body's just rejecting everything that's inside of it, including his eyeballs. eyeballs at this point. This one looks right. Lonzo's had some bad ones. This one looks rough. Texter says, can we acknowledge where everybody's brain is going as Rob describes carjitsu? I feel bad for whatever young lady you took to prom, Texter. It should not look like that, bud.
Well, I'm right now watching Carjitsu Championship 6 Ladies Night. It might be a coincidence.
I'm not saying there's no ladies who would be into the back of that, into that. I'm just saying if I described carjitsu and your brain immediately went that direction, I do feel bad for the young lady you took to prom.
Well, I am curious if there are weight classes because, I mean, you
gotta
know,
be, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen any heavyweights yet.
I'll tell you right now. One of the nightmares.
The heavyweights would just be a lot of this.
One of the nightmares for Rob Brown is when anybody goes, yo, I'll pick you up for this thing. Concert, golf round, whatever we're doing. I'll pick you up. And they show up in a sedan. I'm like, oh, God. Here we go.
Hey, check out my new smart car.
I feel like
heavyweight
class, that's got to take in the front seat of like a Yukon, right? It's got to take place in the front seat of like a Escalade. You can't put the big fellas in a sedan.
And you can't use a limo because that's kind of cheating.
Yeah, so. That's no good. Texter says, God bless. Please come back, football. Hey, you've heard me say the words, peak off season, baby. Peak off season. And I am sorry. You're ready for the thing that is going to lose me more listeners than anything else. This will lose me more listeners than saying dome every NFL stadium. I'm not getting into class of 2026 recruiting, okay? I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get into recruiting guys who are juniors and sophomores in high school, my man. Carjitsu is far more entertaining than that.
Oh my gosh, she is using the belt as a weapon.
I'm telling you, dude. This is brutal.
It is.
It's brutal. If you are curious, while you are in Atlantic City, New Jersey, gambling on Carjitsu, you may also gamble, Lonzo, on the World Putting League, which is high-level competitive mini golf. And if you haven't looked up that, I suggest you check that out. Those boys don't play either.
Yeah, I've seen that before on the Ocho.
They're good, dude. Like unbelievably good. Hey, remember earlier when I said Lonzo's eyes were going to open up huge because of this sport? It literally just happened as he watches Carjitsu. They get after it, dude. They get after it.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.